Could be.
No, not yet.
And so they can, they can vary, but they can, it's terrible, they might.
Sorry.
Just missing, you know, my, hey, that's it.
And I've known of situations where planes have been missing 18, 20 months.
That's our, this time of year, it might be.
Well, no, see, the head is nose.
Oh, God, of course it's October.
Sure. So, it could go spring now. If they went into the side of a mountain in the snow. Now, we've tried, I don't know how successful we've been. We've tried to put a lock on that information, so it comes here first. Well, we've got a game plan, and we'll just see.
Mrs. Boggs, the wife of the majority leader.
We'll see if we can make some things happen. Their Fulbright is the ambassador on this aid business.
It's easy for him.
And, yeah, it comes natural. But he's.
And I talked to Fitz yesterday, but so it's. Thank you for his help. He's very, of course, restrained from being with anybody else. I'm sure you know. He's very weird. I said, you've really done a great job all over the country, you and your people. He said, well, you know, I thought, I said, I've lived here since. Once a bastard, always a bastard. He said, they're born that way. Can't change them.
Well, it may be that around 6 or 7.
Just keep your faith, okay? And give my best to your those wonderful children. Grandchildren too, okay? Okay. Bye. Well, so how are we going to do?
Well, the word getting geared up, so that anytime after noon, I call, we'll be in shape to do a number of different things that have to be done. For instance, if they kill the spending limit, which looks likely in the Senate, we'll be ready to go out and blast them. Ziegler is going to say that the eyes of every taxpayer in the nation are on the Senate today, before the vote.
Excellent.
We'll kick them hard.
And the T-shirt one of you.
Well,
I agree.
I don't. I just think when
no,
I
want
to, yeah, right, because we know we're going to lose it,
right,
and we don't want to have
any money
writing out. Yeah, it's a bit.
Well, let's don't tell them it's going to be a shirt. Then I should say, now I will fight. This
exactly.
Battle alone. The Congress, why don't we say, the Congress has deserted in the fight against higher taxes. They have deserted in mass, this Congress. And now I will have to fight the battle alone with the support of the American people and with the support, I trust, of those courageous members of the House and Senate who will vote to sustain veto. Say that the Congress is deserted. Is there a better word we could use? It's gone. AWOL.
Well, let's see what the absentee record is.
No,
I might not.
No, it's an absent without AWOL.
That's not bad.
Congress has gone AWOL. It's deserted, and that is
fight against higher.
Yeah, yeah. In the fight against higher. The Congress. Now half the Congress has gone AWOL, and the other half is deserted. See?
Yep.
All right. this crap on.
Then, about 6 or 7 tonight, would be my best guess right now, I don't know for sure, to send a water veto up. And if the game plan goes according to schedule, we'll have the house out of here by then.
Your idea of they're getting up, the Republicans, you just take off so they can't get a quorum.
Well, way. No, we may get the whole house out. House is mad as hell at the Senate right now.
Good.
And we just may be able to get this. So Tim's working on it, his guys. And they may be able to
House
do their work and adjourn.
Senate then symbolically might want to vote on the override, but it doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
I don't think they could.
That's right.
It's an empty act.
That's right. So that's our one hope. That's our one forlorn hope at this point. So,
well, if they don't really let them override.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, on the tax speech, on the, you know, circuit breaker for the elder.
I have the same feeling.
Sapphire's put it together.
Yeah.
He called me yesterday and he said, this comes under the heading of overkill. He says, we're 30 points ahead in the polls. Tax reform has disappeared from the... Well, Bill's point is that while the poll showed taxes up there, that the issue poll isn't really the poll to look at right now. It's the man.
Yeah. The reason, the only point that about the taxes that I wonder is, frankly, since I'm not going to have a press conference until the very last, I may leave the Chicago press, and at that point I'll say we're going to have this and I'll submit it to the next conference.
You can give it away. You can say, listen, I had this.
Yeah.
But I haven't wanted to make it appear to be a campaign document.
Same thing. I've indicated that I'm going to be for property tax relief.
I now know how to do it.
Yeah, sure.
It's good. I'm satisfied with it. It's constructive.
I want to be sure that it's on the sound ground and I still have it with me, but I will have it ready to present it to the new Congress.
Or you give it away. You can say, look, I've got this ready, but here, 3 weeks before the election.
Yeah. My Congress is going to be 1 week before the election.
All right, but you say, I've had it for the last 3 weeks.
Sure.
But obviously, that close to an election, anything that I might do in this direction would be suspect.
Yeah, that's right. And I want this to be considered on its merits and so forth, away from the heat and the promises of an election. Now, you'll have to handle it, too. You're the one that's going to get the question.
Yeah.
But I simply stick on our thing. We're studying for considerable progress. We think we will have a recommendation for the next Congress. Why don't you have the people?
I don't know if you...
My old view is that you don't raise issues, new issues, but you don't need to. Because they can only lose.
Yeah.
That's why we're watching this negotiation thing so carefully.